This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
We do, all of us here at The Jam, we're just doing, the studio had one person and June, and then now it has June 5. And all because the voice has brought them here.
Oh, wow.
Lord Jesus.
That track, I Hope, by Barbara Wangoi, who is jamming on The Jam with us.
Yes!
June Gashi and Martin Karaoke on 90.4 Capital FM. What?
Martin, you know what? Where have they gone?
No, no. Yeah. That is actually not an accurate statement.
He didn't know what. Sorry.
He knows emotions and expressions. Yeah.
That's
what he knows.
Okay.
Let's do this
one more time.
Yeah,
let's try again.
Take two. Welcome.
Who are you?
Hi, my name is Barbara Wangoi. I am an indie singer-songwriter based in Nairobi, Kenya. And the song that you just heard is I Hope, which is off my first EP that was recorded in my bedroom. And I kind of just stumbled my way through recording and writing and producing it and eventually mastering it and then releasing it. And now it's played on radio.
Imagine.
So you made it, Mom.
You did the whole journey.
Yeah.
I heard you say even mastering.
Yep.
Did you have to teach yourself how to do that?
Yes.
And how was that?
You know when you don't know what you're doing, but yeah, it seems to be working.
Every day. That's my life. I know that feeling very well.
That was it constantly. But yeah, I was very lucky to have friends who are very musically inclined, who are willing to offer me a sounding board, mm-hmm, and advice, and even just say, hey, do you want to like have a Zoom call? And then you share your screen, you show me what's going on, and I help you sort stuff out. But for the most part, it was me in my room and my housemate hearing the same song until she died.
Over and over again. That's what mastering is all about.
Yeah, it's just listening, going, it's an echo, I don't like that. Yeah.
So how long after finishing a project like that, mm-hmm, do you then say, I can't even hear my songs again? Or are you like, actually, please play them in every house.
Even while working on it, before I did the final batch of mastering, I had to take a 1 week break from it.
Yes.
So that when I do come back, it's fresh ears.
Yes.
And then after that, it's still so weird to pass somewhere and my music is playing, or have somebody tag me on an Insta story and my music is playing, or when Spotify sends me an email and goes, hey, 4,000 people have listened to your song this week, and
what?
I'm like, who are those?
4,000.
You know, speaking of songs,
hi Spotify, hello, they send emails. Okay, we'll talk on the side. Yeah.
What we want now, we want to hear a song.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So fun fact, I don't know how to write happy songs.
That's a fun fact.
It's a very fun fact. Yeah. It makes life interesting. Uh-huh. That's what makes it fun. Uh-huh. I don't know how to write happy songs. So all the songs I have for you today are for your feelings. So to the 24 people in the studio with me, I hope you and your feelings are ready for some feelings. Yeah. All right. This is also off my EP. It's called I Don't Know. And if the message resonates with you, it's okay. We all don't know together. I don't know if I'm okay. It's just something I have to say to myself every day. Should I hope to ever get there? Ooh, oh. Breathing deep, that's what they say. Count your tens and feel it fade away. But that's not how it works these days. It doesn't go away. No. Mother says I will be okay. The doctor said take it day by day. And if I feel the panic start to rise, I just close my eyes and say, who you'll be okay. Ooh, I will be just fine. Ooh, I will be okay. I still don't know if I'm okay. It's just something I learn to say to myself now and then. But I hope one day I'll get there. Thank you.
Jeez. Oh my God. Okay. So
how accurate is that? Is that conversation?
Oh,
please.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, it's so true. We were taught to say, "I'm
okay." Like the number of times when somebody asks you, "How are you doing?" and you don't even think, you just go straight, "I'm fine."
I asked this kid once in a mall who was crying. And I was just like, whoa, you know, you just want to, you're like, are you okay? And then I think her sister or somebody spoke to her in Kikuyu. And I know just one word in Kikuyu. I said, whoa, Neke.
Oh.
The story that came after that. I said, do you know this innocence of this child who doesn't know that they should just answer, I'm okay. Everything's fine. Because June is also busy. And I asked myself, my goodness, this is a very dangerous question to ask.
Yes.
Especially if you don't have the time
for the answer.
To sit and receive that answer. Right?
It's very true. It's very true.
Okay. Fantastic stuff. We're going to go into the business news. And also, we're just going to alert you guys that we're having some Tusker Malt in this hour.
For the 24 people in the studio.
And enjoying ourselves on Tusker Malt. We also have a special plan that's going to be going down this Friday and Saturday at the Nairobi National Museum this year for Women's Day.
Yes!
The stage is set for the finest women performers.
Well, I mean,
to entertain you.
Yes.
The Kenya Conservatory of Music and Tusker Malt present the International Women's Day Concert Weekend, an epic performance by an all-female music orchestra at the Nairobi National Museum this Friday and Saturday. It's the 6th edition of this concert series. And so, guys, prepare yourselves.
We're not ready.
Prepare yourself.
To just not be ready. That is what I'm saying. Prepare yourself
to
be unprepared. Exactly.
So the best way to be prepared is get your tickets on M-Tickets right now.
Okay.
Get your tickets from M-Tickets right now. Prepare yourselves for Fena Gitu, Motra Music, Kike Dance, and Spellcast Trebles.
What?
Tafadhali. Come enjoy the finest tunes as you enjoy the finest lager, Tusker Malt Lager. Excessive alcohol consumption is harmful to your health, not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years. All right, behold the finest. And we have the finest here today. Actually, three of the finest. I'm looking at three of the finest.
20. Oh, yeah. Not the audience.
Oh, look at
us guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Martin.
Yeah,
okay, I've received. I'm so sorry. I'm not used to this. Do you see? If he normalizes, this kind of,
you would
compliment,
know
I'd be knowing, I'd be compliant. Capital FM.
Baby.
Rihanna, Rude Boy. Likes the way.
Did anyone ever know there was a bridge in this song?
There was a bridge.
I've just heard it there, and I'm like, I don't recall ever hearing it.
There was no time.
Yeah, Rude Boy, boy. This is the jam.
It's like a queen of party music.
Yeah.
All you have to know is the chorus.
And it's repetitive. It's like, yes, a really catchy hook. Mm-hmm. It's like all of them. Mm-hmm. So if I say, man down, what do you know?
I don't know.
You see?
Impala.
Oh, mama, mama, mama. I just... Okay, Impala is down. It's okay.
Shut a man down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Central
you guys
Station,
actually... You actually know lyrics.
In front of a big old girl.
That's the part I know.
Oh, but thank God we have an actual musician in the building.
Yeah, because Martin is not cutting
it. He's not that one. All you teach, Barbara.
I do.
Is Martin a raw material you can do something
with? I think Martin has great energy.
Yeah.
It just depends.
This is such a good answer.
It depends on if he wants to apply it.
Apply energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Teacher, tell students.
I've applied.
Tell students.
You've applied. I ask. Now, apply it to the lyrics.
Lyrics of Rihanna.
Because that's what teacher taught you.
Right.
Just now she sang them.
I've seen Mekwimbia.
Just remembering just now is a problem.
Applying.
You know, one thing I give
energy
musicians
credit for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remembering lyrics for songs you wrote years ago or even yesterday.
Yeah.
I cannot. I come up with my own songs.
You're an improviser.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful skill. Mm. Yeah, but I would like to break that thing that you...
It's
yeah, that high esteem. We don't know our lyrics.
Oh, wow.
We actually don't.
You lie.
Every time you have a show, you're going, hiya, hiya, that's my song. Mm. Then you have to learn it again.
So you know the chorus, though?
No.
So I don't know, might have been, I know. At one point.
You know what? You're right. I don't know, might have been, I know. Things just grew and changed.
We have named it IDK.
Yeah,
and the title
and
has
that
stuck.
Is, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, no one knows lyrics anywhere.
In studio with us for Jamming on the Jam is the amazing Barbara Wangoi.
Hello.
And she has been blessing us. We're two songs in and I'm ready, like, surely. What is in store? I'm not sure I'm ready. I have to remove
my feelings.
I feel like we need another song.
Yeah. Mm. And even as you're preparing for that song, this teaching thing, you'll tell us a little bit more about it.
Almost definitely.
Yeah, and if they are old Gubaru type students, or I really want people to find patrons.
Okay.
You know,
patrons are very important.
Yeah.
Because when you have a patron,
yes,
your life is so good.
Amen.
It's so good.
Iba.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Two of you have left. I'm just here.
Thank you. You're with Rihanna. As you have moved
on. As you've moved on. We have other things going on.
What next song are you going to play for us, Mother?
This is Wait. It is the opening track of my EP. And it is for all those moments when you feel like life is moving a bit too fast. And you just want a moment for, guys, see, if I can just think just a bit, I'd really appreciate it. So this is Wait. Wait. I need a minute to think. I need a moment to catch my breath. Could I have one, please? I'm not holding on. No, I'm caught somewhere in between. We're lost in sadness and grief. Know me by name. Stop. All the clocks and set them to yesterday, when I didn't know all this pain and misery. Oh, my mind is racing around and around. My heart keeps pounding out the sound of my fears. It's all that I hear. Wait. That was wait.
Hold on.
That's wait. Wait a minute. First. Me have a question.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Quest.
I said wait.
Sorry.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
You have a question? We have no time. We keep asking.
No, I'm using the artistic tools.
She's bouncing off of my
artistry. Yeah, you know how she said wait, and then she said stop. I'm just saying,
let
so
the artist do
wait,
thing.
Let me think about right. the question I right. want to ask.
Stop.
Such a dope track.
Thank you.
Woo.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. Every hour, I feel like I tell myself,
Wait, watch out.
Just hold on. Mm-hmm. When Martin is talking, wait, hold on. When I'm talking, he goes, June, it's time now for the headlines and the sports. So just like that. So
yeah.
it is applicable. Your songs are applicable in a life.
They are. My tagline or my elevator pitch is, let me write you the story of your life. I know it's hard in this strange world that's so far away from home. The sounds are different and you're always listening to hear a whisper from home. And all the lonely nights, I know the space can swallow you whole. When the laughter and the breeze and countless memories leave you feeling cold. Nyumbani twakuita bingwa wetu. Do you hear us from home? Family dinners on birthday nights, late night talks into the early morning light, laughing till the tears run dry, and your little brother asking questions like, why? But do you hear us from home? We're calling out your name when you're feeling small and alone. And we will always be your soft place to land. And all you have to do is stand. And we say, Nyumbani twakuita bingwa wetu. Watusimamia ukiwa wakwetu. Nyumbani twakuita bingwa wakwetu. Watusimamia ukiwa wakwetu.
Like more sad?
No, sadder. Like sadder. Yeah,
like
sadder
name.
The name.
Yeah, there are people up there who also think. Barbara Wangoi in studio. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
You have a few fans listening to you right now. There's the one, Andrew K. Maina, who's just gone crazy. The accolades.
It's hi, Andrew.
You had his most played song in 2021, I hope.
Stop it.
And thank you for sharing the gift with the world. Your humility calms my soul. Thank you for it all.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And another one. Mm. Yeah, 8 minutes ago, he continued.
Hey.
He said, the beauty of the journey, her lyrics takes us on is so fulfilling. Her songs are such a blissful place to get lost in, away from Earth's pressures. A real music therapist. Bless you, Barbara.
Oh, Andrew. Oh. You're a poet.
Chef El Cargo and Mutota Kamau have gone nuts as well. They've gone left field. Mutota said she has a voice. El Cargo's like, but everyone has a voice. But wait, let's now listen to her perform, you know. Uh-huh. And then Mutota's like, sawa, sawa. This conversation is going on and then they've stopped. After you sang, they're like, oh!
They're actually very, very moved.
Paying attention.
Mtota says everybody at the plantation, that is his office.
Wow.
kwa plantation ni makofi too.
She
has a voice. It's gorgeous.
Thank you so much for listening.
So, honestly, let's talk a little bit about your process. I mean, clearly you do everything.
You are
not creating employment for Kenyans, and I think we need to address that.
if music could pay a bit more,
yes,
I could pay people.
So what do you do to sustain yourself? Is music your bread and butter, your everything right now?
It's all based around music. Okay. So I am a voice teacher at two schools in Nairobi. Mm-hmm. And so I teach people how to sing. And then outside of the schools...
People are taught how to sing.
No, you don't have to enroll. I do teach people in their houses or online. And it has been such a wonderful way to share my love for music and not just learning how to sing, but we do fun stuff like learning how to write songs. If you're interested in arranging your songs and trying to put them together, we'll learn about GarageBand and how to use that. Mm-hmm. And that has been a huge part of my income.
Okay.
And then now, because I have people like Andrew playing my music until it's the most listened to, you know, you get some few coins from Spotify and Apple Music and streams.
Yes.
But it is mostly teaching.
Okay. Yeah. Do you do live shows? Do you enjoy performing like in front of audiences?
It has been a moment since I did a live show. Imagine I had said 2020 was my year, I was going to do a show a month. And I did Jan, I did Feb, I even did one the first week of March. Mm-hmm. Then COVID said, hey, stay home, practice.
Plans.
So mimi nika kaa nyumbani, you know, I made the EP in that time.
Yes.
But I do have a show coming up. It is going to be live streamed on March 8th. On International Women's Day, and it is in conjunction with InMic and the UN Women Africa channel.
Uh-huh.
It is a journey through women in music, and it'll be featuring fantastic vocalists. Some that I know that you know all of them: Lisa Odwor Noah, Joki Karu, Kendine Konge, Nechesa.
That is the lineup.
Yes, and myself, and then our band is also all women. We have Ivy Alexander, Olive Carmen, Tindy, Mwasia, and Mercy. All Project of Flower Project,
Girls.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an all women show. So if you tune in on the InMic channel and the UN Women Africa YouTube channel on March 8th at
March
8 p.m.
8 at 8 p.m. That is, I love
You're
it.
In for a great night.
What?
A great night.
Who would you like to collaborate with if you had the opportunity?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So funny that you ask. This is my year of collaborations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all my friends in music is just me going, Tunandi Kawembo.
Can we write a song? We are doing a song.
We are doing a song. Mm. So right now in Kenya, I have Joki Karu.
Okay.
I would love to work on a song with Joki Karu.
I can see that.
Internationally, there's an amazing singer called Lizzie McAlpine.
Okay.
And what Andrew has described that my music does for him, that's what Lizzie McAlpine's music does for my heart.
Yes.
So if I could ever work on a song with her and John Mayer.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Classic.
I'm gonna say it here so that on the day that me and John may have our song coming out.
John and I.
When John and I have a song.
Yeah, see? Just, it does a thing. It's like you're already friends.
Then
okay.
Then I'll just come back to this
just
moment.
Me and John, that's fine.
John and I. So I'm gonna ask you to do something. At the beginning of your set you said I'm gonna take us all in our feelings and you usually don't write.
Yeah.
What's the word you used? You don't write?
I don't write happy songs.
Happy songs, but I'm going to challenge you.
Oh,
there's a big brother of ours called Maina Gishohi and today is his birthday. So you're going to do Maina Gishohi.
Okay.
Told me yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen to this show once in a while when I'm mm-hmm. in the car. And then, of course, today is his birthday. So would you do Maina the honor of mm-hmm. singing him happy birthday?
I will.
Would you do that?
I will sing him happy birthday.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to play the guitar.
It's okay.
Because life... But
actually know what the chords are.
Right. And I don't want to ruin Maina's happy birthday
Maina,
song.
Gishohi, this is for you from the amazing.
Maina, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maina. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maina. Happy birthday, dear Maina. Happy birthday, dear Maina. Happy birthday, dear Maina. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maina.
Happy birthday.
Did you guys just do an inny there?
Hey! You were part of the
what
harmony, then you dropped off.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
You sang in harmony, Martin. Congratulations.
Oh, no, that one I know.
Our lessons are going well.
These songs of praise and birthday, I am very good at them. But guys, remember, we're giving you a ticket this Saturday. There's a fantastic event happening at the Nairobi Museum. What is it called? Nairobi Museum.
Nairobi National Museum.
National Museum.
Yeah. Or National Nairobi, Museums of Nairobi is the accurate
National
way to
Museums
say
of NMN.
Of Nairobi, yes.
Of Nairobi.
Sure.
Mm. It's going to be happening. It's going to be fantastic. Fena Git is going to be on stage. Kike Dance on stage as well. As you were asking.
Spellcast
trebles
yes.
are going to be on stage. Motra music on stage as well. We want to give you tickets courtesy of Tusker Malt, of course, so that you can go and behold the finest ladies performing on the day, because we're celebrating International Women's Day on both days, Friday and Saturday, this Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give you tickets for the Saturday gig. And basically what we want you to do, June,
is tell us who is on the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah.
We have not told you all of them today,
mm-hmm.
but we have been telling you who they are. So this is a way for you to just sort of tell us if you've been paying attention, but also show dedication and commitment to want to go and attend this show on the 5th of March, which is this Saturday at the Nairobi National Museum. Show starts at 7 p.m. and these tickets here are yours if you answer our question correctly. Who is featuring? Who's on the lineup for this weekend's event? Tell us right now at the Jam 984 on Twitter. Use the hashtag DriveOut. If you want to use our WhatsApp line as well, 0701-984-984. You guys, we do not ignore. So if you know, you let us know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So do we have another track, another song we can listen to?
Live?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So these songs that you've played for us today, mm-hmm. I Don't Know,
right.
and Wait.
Mm-hmm.
are from the current EP that you released?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From the 2020 EP.
Okay. What's your favorite song from your first ones that you ever wrote?
That I ever wrote?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song?
I think one of them is the one I just played, Sada.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I don't know if any of you have ever been away from home for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my friends moved to study in the UK,
yes.
and they were feeling really homesick,
yeah.
and that's where the song came from, and her name is Sada.
Okay.
And writing that song opened an entirely new channel of writing, and a way of writing. I think it was the beginning of me writing the way I write right now.
Okay.
So I think it would be Sada. That's probably my favorite song of my
song.
Older ones.
Okay.
Yeah, because okay. I think I found a recording of me. I think I wrote it in 2017.
That's
I know.
5 years ago.
I know.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
So I'm super grateful to have friends who inspire me and allow me to, you know, write songs about their life.
Man, I have many things that have happened.
You have?
I can share one or two stories.
Okay.
Martin has one. He's mm-hmm. heartbroken, Impala. Mm-hmm. You know, do you follow rugby?
No.
Is it a thing that even like a boyfriend loosely will say,
well, we'll watch the game
and come back crying? Like,
even him to a Formula One.
The Formula. You like the
So
formula?
Let me tell you, my heart was broken when Lewis Hamilton lost. My house was quiet. I was in mourning.
Grief,
I was
grief,
in mourning,
grief.
Then I was angry,
mm.
then I was, it was not pretty.
You felt denied. Did you write a song?
No, I know.
A song for Lewis Hamilton?
Grover, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on
then
it.
Then you tag
it,
him.
I will tag
and then
him.
And send it to him.
I
and then
will.
You'll call John. you see?
Oh my gosh.
You see?
I see. I see.
Make it
all right.
Again.
Lewis, I'm writing you a song. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Just DM me on Instagram. Do you want a victory song for this year when you win?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or are we lamenting last year?
Do
you
both.
Just let me know, baby boy.
Do
all right.
Both.
I just.
All right then.
I'm going to ask.
Another song.
This June asked me my favorite of the songs I've written before. Mm-hmm. This would be my favorite of right now that I have written, and even just off my EP. Yeah. You used to call me your little bud. Kanyoni ga kwakai naga. For when your spirit sank low, I'd sing them off the floor for you. The other buddies, yeah, they told me. They told me that's your summer balcony. They want to bring you up here to help us with the cheer of life. You should know you never sang, you didn't know and didn't want to. And so we wrote a song for you. We wrote it in a day or two. A song about birds that watch other birds sing tunes. And it goes, ooh. You said you'd like to try and sing like Martin. Would anybody wanna listen in? What if it wasn't that great, or maybe it's too late to learn something new? The other buddies will be listening, and they will help you in a heartbeat. We want to bring you up here to help us with the cheer of life. We watch you close your eyes, spread your wings, get ready to fly. And you sing, ooh. Sang, ooh. This is a song I wrote for you. I hope you're somewhere out there listening to your little bird and all the other birds sing tunes. That's Kanyoni.
Yeah, Kanyoni.
Yeah.
It's a deadly track.
That's what's a Kanyoni? What's a Kanyoni?
Kanyoni is like a small bird.
Is it a bird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little tiny bird.
It's it can be a small bird. It can also be your lover. Kanyoni Gakwa.
Kanyoni Gakwa.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So, Martin, are you dedicating that to anybody?
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Stop it. You can't love everybody. Stop it.
Love everyone.
Stop it.
Did we say Kanyoni or Tonyoni?
Yeah, Tonyonis is many.
Kanyoni. You're all my Kanyonis.
So, individual love to all many of us.
So, yeah. here's my question to you.
Gesticulate.
what would you tell your 20-year-old self today?
I would tell her that she learns how to breathe easier, that she will make friends that will become family, that she will see more of the world than she ever thought she would, that there is joy in just being where you are. So being in the sadness, being in the grief, being in the pain, being in the happiness when it does show up, being in the laughter and in the joy, there's beauty in every single one of those moments. And I'd ask her to wait. It gets better.
Martin, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Yeah.
To listen to Barbara.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Listen to Barbara.
That's the advice.
And listen to Barbara.
Listen. And when she's after 20.
In fact, let me tell you this. Just listen.
Just listen. Generally.
Just listen. Take it in.
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet, kidogo. Sometimes.
Chill.
Take it easy. Mm-hmm. You know, everything has its time. There's no hurry. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what you're doing at 20. Not everyone is supposed to become Bill Gates. We all have our own path. We all have our own thing. But this is not about me. This is about Barbara.
That was a wonderful question. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah. You see, Mutwata, I told you. Mutwata and Poggy, I told you that question is always fantastic. 20-year-old self.
So not only do you have many Canyonese, you also recycle your lines on us.
No. A question. It's not a line. It's a question. Now, swiftly.
Yes. Segue to lines. Lines are important because they show parameters.
Right.
All together.
Right.
Now, in music.
Mm-hmm.
You know this thing, I see the musical sheets of paper, you know, that treble sit on and G-clef sit on.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I guess the question I'm making my way around to so we move away from Martin is, so did you study music so that you can then a teacher and a conveyor of musical knowledge?
I did. I started playing the piano, I think in class one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't keep it up all the way. Don't be impressed. Okay. and then I picked up the guitar in class 7 after being, you know, inspired by female musicians who do play the guitar and going, if I have a guitar, I can write my songs like them.
Yes.
And then I do have a degree in voice performance. So that's what my degree is in. And then, you know, you move around life collecting small certifications and whatnot. So yes, I have studied music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we know what your 20-year-old self would be told at this stage. Barbara in 10 years time. What does life for Barbara look like then?
I'm trying to work that one out. Mm. I think I'm at the point where I'm trying to decide if, you know, when you give something 50%, it gives you 50%.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to decide what is getting my 100%.
Mm. Where music is concerned, or just generally?
Generally in life. Because as you grow, you find yourself picking new interests and, you know, new things. So I'm trying to see what I want to give my 100% to. And then see what that looks like, if it amounts to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm not sure what I would want is not specific parameter wise, but I would want joy to be an everyday thing, and peace. And I would like to be able to sit on my couch at the end of the day and watch Korean dramas. If you're not watching Korean dramas, can you go watch them?
Tell us why we should.
Oh my gosh. They are masters at storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about giving you a happy ending. They are just telling the story as it is. And then where it ends is where that story has ended.
In real life.
It's them going, at 34 they hadn't figured life out. So we're not going to give you a nice wrapped up in a bow situation. So it's also them going, they didn't figure out if they were going to get back together.
So why should we try and make your life better?
Yeah, because there's so much beauty in seeing the reality of life.
Yeah.
Because I think many times when we watch, I don't know, whatever movies that we do watch or shows that we watch, they make us want a life that's not possible.
Oh.
So the happy ending tied up in a bow, the, oh my gosh, you gave the speech and it changed the world in that moment. But Korean dramas make you realize that your life as it is, it's wonderful.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say, I like the music.
No, but also, the music. The music is lit. All right? The music is good.
And it's not K-pop. It's not like...
No, but even K-pop is... So what they...
Farid's favorite type of music.
K-pop is fantastic, first of all. Have you ever watched those guys practice?
No.
Or the process to being selected to be a K-pop star.
No.
It's rigorous. Inanza uki wa 14. Then you do 5 years of training.
Yes.
Before they say, all right, you're a product we can show the world.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. Foresight. Yeah. Planning.
Yeah.
Things we lack.
They are killing it on that front. But the music is amazing. And the K-pop stars and themselves. Yeah.
And the music. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that has been Barbara Wangoi. Any final words? Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at barbara.wangoi. Mm-hmm. On Twitter at barbaragwg. And on any music streaming platform, Barbara Wangoi. And Barbara is spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A.